I'm not wearing underwear today. No, I'm not wearing underwear today. Not that you probably care much about my underwear. Still, nonetheless, I gotta say that I'm not wearing underwear today.
You're listening pretty late. Maybe that's the way to go, is it just go sans underwear, because we have a piece, an article from the New York Post that says, ladies, you've been wearing your underwear wrong all along. And it doesn't say anything about going commando. I don't know if I want to go around the horn and ask I don't know if
wait, that's wrong. Wrong.
Wearing underwear wrong? Yes.
One leg at a time? One in.
I'm not sure if this is the best headline for this, but there maybe the wrong choices when.
Oh.
Yeah, some of the wrong choices. How's that? Is that a better way?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Does it say don't wear thongs?
It does. That was going to be my number one.
Good.
Even though saucy lingerie can help turn up the heat in the bedroom, wearing a thong could be detrimental to your health, Esmeralda. Why don't you wearing a thong?
Because there's a big old piece of cloth stuck up your butt.
Yeah, it's like giving up, right? It's like rather like you figure your underwear's gonna just like make its way, it's gonna work its way up there, you know. It's like giving up the fight.
Exactly.
By tucking it in, I guess.
I buy my underwear in packs.
Uh-huh.
At Target.
Okay.
And I buy the kind that don't go up your butt.
Full coverage. Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Goes full butt coverage.
It also it says on the package it won't go up your butt.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Does it say it won't go up your butt?
Well, you know, they have a better word for it. Ad speak and all.
I don't know what the other word is. Won't.
No.
Won't slide
climbing?
Towards,
I forgot.
No climbing. I like the no climbing up your. Okay. That's fair. Now, Mike, do men have this particular problem? Because tighty whities and boxers, right? Those seem to be non-wedgie situations unless it's by force. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, and that would be the worst kind of force, in fact, to be honest. I don't think that we have the same kind of issue, because, you know, when we go, it's all about the packaging. I mean, you know, you go there. Oh, that's not. No,
yeah.
I'm going to walk right into this. I'm walking on a line on a landmine right now. But
sure.
When you go there, you know, it's just a matter of comfort. So the only thing that I would say guys are doing wrong, anybody who tries to wear the silk underwear.
Ooh.
Those things ride up on you more than the horses at Winston Churchill. So, I mean,
wow.
it's pretty bad.
So they gather. It gathers in all the wrong places.
Yes. Let's say they bunch.
Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
They can't look good under pants.
No, and they can't feel good under pants either. Well, for those wondering why you should avoid thong underwear, this doctor explains that these undies can cause bacteria, including E. coli.
Oh, my.
To spread from the rectal area to the vagina, which women are vulnerable to. So you want to make sure that, you know, since you're tucking it all up in there, there's a very short distance between the two. So think about where the string slides when you sit down on a thong, and then when you get up, it moves. So you are straining the material, and then it's going to go, yeah, you know what you're doing, Esmeralda, when you're wearing a thong? You're flossing yourself with E. coli. Anyway, number two.
Can't do it. By the way, no ride up.
No ride up underwear. No. Oh, that's what it is on the packaging. It's
yeah.
No ride up. Okay. You said climbing.
Climbing.
Riding.
It's same thing.
I think that's similar. That's the same sort of idea. Now, are your undergarments of a cotton persuasion?
Yes.
Me too.
I can't deal with anything less.
Not silky, unless
no,
they're plans.
You.
Unless they're going to be removed immediately.
Nah.
No, okay.
I'm like, whatever.
Well, because cotton is more breathable than silk or lacy materials.
And you can throw it in the wash.
Yes. So that you, if you choose an airy option, by the way, this is the article's wording, not mine. An airy option can stop grossiness festering in your underwear and prevent infection. So I think that grossness is, I'm glad that a doctor used that word enough.
I mean, airing anything out is good.
Yes, always.
Anything in your body parts, airing out is good.
Breeze. You need a breeze.
You need a good breeze.
A cool off period, as it will.
Yeah.
Which
ventilation.
Ventilation, I like that very well as well. But then we're going crotchless, and that's weird too, because now you're causing a situation with your
mesh
clothes.
Netting, maybe?
Oh, my.
Mesh netting. That seems abrasive. So number three, speaking of airing things out, when you work out, after you exercise, you should definitely change your underwear. I think that has to go without saying.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, post-gym shower won't do. Because I know friends of mine who will shower at the gym, but then put on the same clothes they were wearing before they showered.
Wait, like the ones they worked out in?
Or the ones that they came to the gym in.
Oh, well, that seems fine.
All right, though.
Because you're not, you know.
But definitely not the ones you worked out in. Those are out.
Yeah, they're all sweaty. I would think the ones you came in with. Mm-hmm. Are fine, unless you've been wearing them for more than a day.
Right? Well, your sweaty gear can fester and harbor infection. Just a lot of great words when it comes to bacteria and infection in this article. I have to say this. Oh, we have a call. Who do we have a call from?
Hello? We have a call from Glenn. He wanted to know a little bit about this question.
Yes.
What's
hey,
up, Glenn?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How long do they say people are wearing their underwear? Three, four days at a time.
You should not rewear your underwear. You should not wear them more than one day.
Well, yeah. I do too. But I'm just saying.
What if you flip them inside out?
Although it might be tempting to turn a pair inside out and use them again, you also are putting yourself at risk of infection.
Yeah, it can't be a good idea. Well,
yes.
No, it's not a good idea, no.
No. Just be like me and go buy a new pack of underwear when all you have is dirty underwear.
I would say, Glenn, when I'm in doubt when I have run out, when I don't have another pair of skivvies, I think skivvies, that's a great word, I go without.
Or bathing
suit.
Well,
yeah, I can see women having that problem more than that.
Not running out of skivvies?
We're not running out, but yeah, transferring the bodily fluids.
Why are we transferring? Why are we transferring more bodily fluids than men? I don't understand. Men sweat and well, there are verbs that I can't use right now.
We glow, Who's? Patty.
You glow? Okay. They don't. All right then. Okay.
Oh God, right. I feel like.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. Have a great night. We appreciate your call. Have a great evening. Be safe. Let's see. Also, when you do wash your skivvies, since you should be washing them after the one wear, throw them in the dirty laundry. Please use unscented detergent. Even though it may be tempting to again use something that's fragrant, that can also be irritating to the skin. And you don't want to do that to yourself. Always opt for unscented. I think that's a safe thing to do. Don't you think, Esmeralda?
Yeah. You know, you gotta keep it. You can't. Yeah. Artificial smells and things aren't good.
Right.
You know, Patty, this kind of reminds me of a joke I heard one time in my life. My dad tells a few jokes.
And
he's passed one down for me. And all right. So you ready?
I'm always ready for a joke from your dad. Yes.
Okay, so the fourth infantry is over at in World War II, and it's the coldest time of winter. They're very cold. They have been they've trudging along this long time, you know, fighting against their enemies. And the colonel looks at the men all weary and down, and he goes, "All right, men, I have some good news and some bad news for you.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's the good news. You get to change your underwear." And they go, "Yeah, all right. All right, what's the bad news?" Colonel goes, "Well, you change with you, you change with you,
oh,
you change
no.
with you, and you change with you."
Oh,
hey, imagine that.
Live there for a moment, everybody. Go wear someone else's underwear. You get to change. You get someone else's underwear. More after this on 720 WGN.